Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. What's going on? Your boy Big T, another week at Extreme Sports with your boy Big T featuring King Caesar's Marvelous Matt. I feel good today, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like Tony the Tiger. I feel great. The Cowgirls are sitting home with my boys. This is, we've been home a couple weeks. But, hey, guess who's home with us now? The Cowboys. But, hey, enough of that. Enough of that. You know, but, hey, we're going to go ahead and pay some bills real quick, get King Season, Mama's Net in the studio, and we will be right back.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Your boy Big T is having a wonderful, terrific, I can't call, how many words can I say? I'm just, you know, it's Christmas time, ladies and gentlemen. I got my gift today. The Cowboys going home, man. But hey, welcome my co-host, King Caesar's Marvelous Matt. What up, fellas?
Nothing much. We in the building. We in the building.
What's happening?
You sound like you gonna sound like the Grinch right now.
Yeah, I'm screwed right now, buddy. I can't believe. Oh my God, man.
Oh,
I'm sick of being hurt, man, and disgusted every year, man. Yeah, every year. It's always something, man. It's always something.
Oh. Hopes and dreams, right? Hopes and dreams.
Every year.
So let's go ahead and start out with the Cowboys and Seahawks game. Steve, I'll let you listen right now. Matt, you go first. What do you think about the game?
Well, I was absolutely shocked, to be honest with you. Because with the way the Cowboys have been playing without Zeke and then with him coming back in, you know, unlike other people, I don't hate the Cowboys. I like them. However, I mean, I'm just at a loss of words. I don't understand. I haven't seen this happen since the Falcons collapsed, to be perfectly honest with you. So I don't have a whole lot to say about the season. I'm not gonna stick the knife in you and twist it. I'm just shocked. If I was a gambling man, I would have put all my money on the Cowboys today. So I'm just gonna I'm not gonna twist it. I'm gonna let you take it from here.
Man, I don't know what to say. It's like we gained one piece, but we lost everything else after that. You know what I'm saying? Because Ezekiel, he did okay. You know what I'm saying? As far as it being his first game back. But our whole season, I really think, was bamboozled and sabotaged with this whole scandal and everything. So I didn't even expect us to be where we were at, to keep it, to be honest. I didn't expect us to be where we was at, because I seen that without that strong back presence, and he really isn't that impressive like he was that first year. You know what I'm saying? Like, today he showed me, three picks. Well, one of the picks now, he hit Dez in the chest and it popped out, and he got a little pick off. Even though it's going to be an interception on his record, I wouldn't really say that was his fault.
Right.
I think Dez could have, if he ain't catch the ball, he should at least knock it down. Know what I'm saying? And Dez just played frustrated all game, man. He showed the frustration. Even when we was winning, and he was just showing frustration throughout, and they keyed in on that. You know what I'm saying? They keyed on, they sensed that weakness, and they attacked us.
Yeah.
They put a whole lot of pressure on the rest of the squad, man. But I don't know what Dez got going on, or I don't know. Maybe we need to replace Dez, man.
Well, there comes my next question. Is Dez still an elite receiver?
Nah, this year he really didn't show me that, man. So I can say he can be replaced. I can say that.
Right.
Like the rest of the year, nah, you can't replace Dez. But now I feel like he could be replaced. But I'm always a guy that believes in loyalty. Yeah, I don't know, I'm tripping. Something about loyalty. So I feel like if he still wanted to be a part of the organization, he should stay though. They should keep him. But he got to work on his attitude. And his attitude is horrible. This is horrible, man.
So he's still the number one receiver.
He's not the elite receiver. He's not.
Oh, okay.
That's not in my eyes. Man, he's not that elite receiver. But due to loyalty, I would want to keep him, though. Because he gave us a lot of good years. So, but if we're going into the next millennium, or we're going into the next era, then he might get left behind, man. We might need somebody else. Because if we can work with that to get him where he wants to be, then hey. We need the weapons, you know what I'm saying? We need the weapons. You got to have somebody to throw it to, and somebody that's going to be a threat. Maybe we can get somebody in the off season. I don't know, man. Right now, I'm just hurt and disgusted.
Do you want to hear my 2 cents?
I'll take
it.
Yeah. Dude, you're a Redskin fan.
Oh, well, I was asked a question today, was Dak Prescott an elite quarterback? And I feel like he is, but I feel like that a lot of things is taken away from him that weren't given, like Tony Romo play calling. Romo would have the okay to put the ball down the field. In that case, I feel like they're not giving him the opportunities like they did with Tony to win games and be, you know, they want him to be conservative and stuff like that. I still think he's an elite quarterback. But guys got heat when they came in the game, start the game, it was like they were live. They were ready. He was running the ball and stuff like that. They looked like they're 13-3 team last year. But, hey, defense players, see, like I told everybody this week, do not piss that defense off because they still are a good defense. You don't go tell a defense that you can run over 200 yards on them.
So, all right.
They're going to do weird package on everything. So, hey, I won't bring it on that. I just feel like you had so much going on, the chemistry. You had so much going on this year. The chemistry was bad, you know.
We had a lot of
Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell, hey, you got to knock all those things out. And they were talking about was y'all coach. Why? I don't know. I can't think of his name right now. I know his name. When he's good enough to be y'all coach, I think he is. So,
you can work here.
But, hey, y'all, yeah, Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't think of his name. But, hey, I think he is, but you got to get all the obstacles out of the way. And,
this wasn't the fair season for us, man. I ain't want to cry about it, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be a man and stand up and take. I hope that we could, you know, go through all these obstacles. We could. It would have been great if they won the Super Bowl this year or at least got to the playoffs or something, man, because at least due to all the obstacles we had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we couldn't overcome all those obstacles. Man, I don't want to be a crybaby about it, but I think I'm going to have to start being a crybaby about it, man. Yeah, man, we got cheated this. We got cheated this.
Y'all got cheated.
Yeah, out of six games, man. Out of six games. We threw our whole chemistry off.
Okay.
How many players on the NFL team?
No, man. If you could. Yeah, you're right, man. You're right.
But hey, it is what it is. Hey, the boys. Hey, why did your boy go promise 200 yards though? That's what I'm saying.
Man, I don't know. He wanted to bring a little excitement to the game, man. I don't know.
I see.
I don't know why he did that, man. I'm a humble guy, so I would have took the humble role. You know what I'm saying? I would have just went out there and just started eating. You know what I'm saying? But hey,
yeah.
He'll learn his lesson, man. He'll show off next time. He'll be quiet next time.
All right. Now, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
It was a game today.
Yes, it
called,
was.
It was a team called the New England Patriots.
Yes, sir.
And the Buffalo Bills, kind of called like the payback game. There was people trying to call it. But
okay.
At the same time, it was a touchdown call back from it was a controversial touchdown call back from what's the boy's name from Carolina Panthers, Kevin Vincent, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Controversial touchdown call will put Buffalo in the lead. My question is, do the refs and the league got to look out for the New England Patriots all the time?
That's a great question. Well, let me go ahead and break it down to you. Well, I'm gonna start off with my answer would be, what was the final score?
Okay. 37-16.
Okay. So we'll give you the 7. And they still took the L. Okay. And
hold
people
up,
can
man.
Say.
Go ahead. I'll rebuttal later.
Okay. Now, people can say what they want to say about calls and about refs and about the Patriots. You know, but here's what it comes down to. I don't care what sport. That you can cross any sport. You can talk about the Bulls in the 90s. You can even talk about the Knicks. You can talk about, the Cowboys in their glory days. That was a long, long time ago. But you can talk about them. The Redskins. I don't even know anything about the Redskins glory days.
They never had any. Oh, yeah, they had one glory year. They had a glory year.
But the best player is gonna always get the benefit of the doubt. Then we can say what we want to say. That's just the way it is. You know, you couldn't touch Mike. You know, and we all know that there's a holding somebody on every play. So do I feel like sometimes they get the benefit of the doubt? Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm a New England Patriots fan. That's the way I feel. I feel like. If there's a play and you're not where you're supposed to be, and you don't jump on them, and if the ref has to pick between it going your way and going the New England Patriots way, I think they're going to go with the New England Patriots. And I'm a Patriots fan. But that's no different than what they did with, like I said, Dallas back in the day, the Redskins, any other team. If you have a dynasty, then you're going to get those calls. Now, is it right? I'm not saying that. I think what works for one should work for everybody. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't make the rules, nor do I enforce them. If one of your boys get in a fight and y'all say in the beginning, look, no kicking, and your boy end up throwing that foot up there and kicking that dude in the head and knocking him out, ain't nobody mad about him because your boy won, right?
So that's the way
I feel right now. But I tell you what.
I got one thing to say, man, before you go. You said something about the dynasties, and you said something about the Redskins.
Oh, my bad.
How you do that? Why?
I wanted Tim to feel good, man. I'm sorry about that.
Well, we did have glory days, so the, you know, back to the question. What's your
you talking about with New England Patriots, man? I really don't care too much for them guys. I don't really dislike them. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I really don't like those guys, man. It's something about them, man. It's like they're the chosen one. And everybody wants to, you know, take out the Goliath. So they're the Goliath for the football league right now. And everybody wants to take them out. So I have no choice but to dislike those guys. But if you want to talk about greatness, somehow they figure it out. You know what I'm saying? They got a quarterback that can figure it out. You know what I'm saying? They got a defense that can figure it out. They got a coach that can figure it out. So all that things work over the years. So that's just championship material. That's what a dynasty does. That's how we used to do it.
Yeah, you're right, you see, but, you know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, right now it is 9:48. And we are bringing back Speak Your Mind. Tonight is going to be featuring Matt. He got 5 minutes to say what is on his mind, say what he wants to say, get it out of his chest. Matt, your chest, you buffed up right now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Speak your mind. Let's go, Matt. Hit it.
All right. Let's talk about this controversial duo, this news report based on Diddy recommendation on buying the Carolina Panthers. You know, basically he made his little short, you know, video talking about how he was interested in buying the Panthers. And the news media, a young lady and a young man, decided to go on and say things such as, what is he going to do, drink 40s and smoke weed? Total disregard for the fact that he's a very shrewd businessman. And it's just bad that in 2017 you're able to get on a national on a TV show, the news, and make these racial statements, because I don't care what you said, well, how you try to spin it, that's what you were doing. Because when you thought about a black man, the first thing you thought about was 40 ounces and weed. And it's sad in 2017 that we still have to deal with this, you know, stereotyping, well, you know, for a better word, the racism part. Now, that's part one. Now, part two is totally different subject, but I want to cover both of them real quick. Part two is, what is up with the women making the sexual allegations, you know, the sexual harassment, things of this nature? What should happen to them once, if their allegations are proven to be false? And the reason why I ask about that is, Zeke is a prime example. Once the accusations came, he immediately went under scrutiny. Now, even though he had proof that the young lady in some ways was trying to set him up, what should be the repercussions if a woman is found to be lying on an individual for whatever reason? So I would like to hear some feedback on either one of those questions.
True. Oh, my feedback is, hey, they should get the punishment of get a charge, just like you trying to charge that man for. You trying to put him under the jail, you trying to take his money, his livelihood. So, hey, you go get probation or whatever you go get the same way he go get. That's my thing.
Right.
I feel like they should be compensated for lost wages, lost endorsement, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you know, people will look at you different just for being having the allegation on your name. Yeah, a lot of companies going to snatch away their endorsements. If you got endorsements, they're going to take that away from you. Because they shy away from those people even before they're proven guilty or anything. So
that's right.
I feel like they should be, you know, held accountable for that compensation, for that contract, and any type of jail time, too, as well.
All right.
I'm sure to stop then. But as far as the earlier subject with the news reporter talking about P. Diddy, I went to I even seen one where the dude even challenged Nipsey Hussle. I seen it on he had seen a black guy. He was a black guy, and he had said something about P. Diddy doing the same thing, smoking weed and a 40 ounce. He said something to that nature too, and Nipsey Hussle seen it, and he said, yo, he'll beat the dude up or whatnot. But the news dude said, the news anchorman told the guys, he was like, well, set up the charity event, and we'll fight for the, you know what I'm saying, whatever, we'll fight on pay-per-view or whatever, and donate the money to a charity. But Nipsey looked at it like, you trying to get a, you know what I'm saying, get a name for yourself. I'm serious, like, sort of like a hitter. Like, I'm serious. This ain't about no trying to put on no raise no money for nothing like that. You a coon, and I really don't want to deal with you. And the hood don't accept you no more. The black people don't accept you, not the middle no more. So yeah, that's sad. Like you said, in 2017, you even got your own people jumping on the bandwagon, cooning. You know what I'm saying? They call it. You know what I'm saying? Cooning.
Yeah.
So. They really don't take P. Diddy serious, but they really think they should, man. And if he get enough, that's why I think, like, if Carolina stand up, man, and get behind that movement, that'll be a great look for the NFL and for our people as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just my
idea. Very true. Very true. All right.
Is this enough? Is this enough? Yeah.
No, that was pretty much what was on my mind pertaining to, you know, those two current events.
Okay. All right, and like I said, you know, speak your mind every week, 10-15, we'll keep doing it. Yeah, got something, get off your chest, get off your chest, say it with your chest. That's how
it is. Yes, sir.
All right, so playoff pitcher is working out pretty good. Now we got the Cowboys eliminated today.
Wow.
It's working out pretty good now.
Out pretty good. New Orleans Saints, Carolina. So, who scares you to go all the way right now? That sleeper team. What's up, C? Who you think?
Right now, man, I don't see nothing but them Patriots, really. I hate to say it, but if I had to choose it. If I had to choose a different squad, man, the Panthers, you know what I'm saying? They're always looking good. They look, you know, they always look pretty decent, man. But maybe Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh always give. Pittsburgh maybe be a sleeper team. I don't know. It's between Pittsburgh and the Panthers for me. But you got so many other teams that, you know what I'm saying, that's out there that's on that level. But I just can't see nobody beating the Patriots, though.
Hey, somebody
can pick up on
him now.
Yeah, but it's like it's already written for. It's like it's a screenplay, man. I've just seen this movie before.
Yeah. Over and over and over again.
Over and over again, man.
Okay, man. We're not talking about the New England Patriots. We're talking about somebody else, okay?
Oh, we're not talking about the Super Bowl champions.
No, we're not talking about them.
Okay.
Who you think will be one of those super teams that go all the way?
I still think you got – well, they're not really a sleeper, but, you know, I've been watching – I still been watching the Jets.
The Jets?
No, the Eagles, I meant to say.
Well, I guess, you know, that ain't nothing, but, hey, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that I've been finding myself the last few weeks, and, you know, saying, well, you know what, y'all need to go on and lose, you know. But we'll see, though, because we play them next week. So we'll go ahead and give them that L next week.
Belichick,
for the Jets.
Jets play the Patriots.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
the Eagles play the Cowboys.
But the thing about it though, you can't really tell now because teams that are already in there, they're gonna start sitting their players down because they don't want to show you their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna really be able to tell. But I feel like we do pretty good. Like I said. Whatever teams do great against us, we take if they got four things they do great, New England takes away at least two of them four things that you do.
Yeah.
And so that puts us in the games. I mean, you saw last year, man. I mean, nobody thought we were gonna come back. But look what happened, the adjustments that were made at halftime. While the Falcons were in there popping champagne during the halftime show. Belichick was putting that plan together. So I still feel like it's ours to lose, but it's possible. But
yeah,
I mean it's kind of hard with that system. I don't think we have to worry about anything until Brady leaves. Like I said, you know, last week I think we did something stupid by letting Garoppolo leave. So we're not gonna have to if Brady go down or get hurt or. He decides he want to retire next year. We through.
Yeah, you lucky we got eliminated today. The Cowboys ain't getting eliminated for y'all being trouble.
Why is that? Y'all can't beat the Falcons.
we can't beat nobody right now, man.
And that's my next question. The San Francisco 49ers, Jimmy G. is what 5-0 since he's been traded, and you know was that a big mistake letting him go because Tom Brady is getting the age, you know that hey he ain't gonna play forever. I don't care how good you think you can see him declining a little bit. So Jimmy G, you know, San Francisco got the money to put for the team together next year. You could be smelling a rebuilding year. So no 49ers.
Well, I think that the biggest mistake in Patriots history was letting him go.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't made many mistakes, but I feel like that was the biggest mistake. And because, like I said, you've had this guy, you know, I'm not saying that he was going to be Brady, but he's been shadowing Brady for, what, 2-3 years?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big mistake. That's what they're talking about now. They're actually saying that there's trouble in paradise there with Belichick and the owner. I forgot his name. I'm thinking about it, but
Belichick
I forgot his name.
Belichick and Brady about his trainer.
Well, But no, it's actually bigger than that because they're saying that Belichick wanted to trade Brady.
What?
And keep Garoppolo, yeah. But yes, sir.
News?
Yes, sir. Breaking news. You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
What?
And, yeah. So that's on the allegedly that's what's going on. And so the issue with that now is because they said that we would be giving Garoppolo away, and Belichick didn't want to give him away. And they were talking about, you know, other great quarterbacks, you know, how they didn't retire with the same team, you know, Peyton Manning,
Montana.
Yeah, you know, and how everybody else, you know, they left. And we kept him, and we should have went ahead and let him go at the end of this year. And so I think that it's going to hurt us. I think if you keep him, we don't win the Super Bowl the first year he's gone, of course, but within about 2 to 3 years, we right back where we've been at.
Yeah.
But now, you know, now we got to go look for a quarterback in the draft, so, and groom him. And Brady, you know, at 40, you know, about to be 41. Like I said, you one hard hit away from retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it was a big thing.
Well, I see is, you know, you didn't lose nothing when Brady was suspended and got Galafio, what, 3 games? He got hurt 1 game. And 3 games, he was like, still, the offense still was clicking, still points were getting put up pretty good. So, hey, you lost something right there. But, hey,
that's right.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some B-ball. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I put on the post today, if y'all listen to that stream sports page with Big T and King Feeds and Marvelous Net, I said, go ahead and get your anger out, your laughter, whatever, the ha-ha, the hee-hee, the ho-ho, whatever, about the Wofford and the Carolina game this week. Yes, Carolina did get upset. And I said, you know, call in if y'all want to talk to junk, because I saw a whole lot of posts y'all put on Facebook was funny and stuff like that. But when Duke lose, y'all can't be found. I'm just saying. But hey, I had to get it off my chest. But what y'all think of? See, what happened this week, man? Cause I didn't see the game. I saw when I got home the highlights. What happened?
Man, I don't know what Theo Pencil was doing, man. It seemed like, I don't know, man. The whole team just broke down, man. And Wolford came like they was I don't know who they was. They played like Xavier, at least. They played pretty good ball. I can't even take nothing from them. And they didn't look like Wolford. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't really paying no attention. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really paying no attention to the game because at halftime we went up by 2 or something like that. We was down. And we came and went up by 2 at the half or something like that. So I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to be for a win. You know what I'm saying? They ain't nothing. They ain't going to stress them. And then I just didn't really pay no more attention. And then next thing you know, I'm saying, hold up. I checked the score. I said, hold up, what's going on? The guy can't finish these guys. And then they was winning. I said, oh, my God. We losing the Wolf. They just said, you know. But, hey, Duke lost to Boston College. You know what I'm saying? Even the Boston College, they're not ranked either, so it don't make no difference.
Yeah.
And, but we lost to Santa Clara back in what, 95?
Yeah. And won the national championship.
And won the national championship the following year. So, maybe that's just a sign. Maybe that's just a sign, man.
Yeah. What's up, man? What
but
you
on that good, but we redeemed ourselves, though.
Yeah.
We beat Ohio State, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, the Johnson, maybe I think he might need to be in that starting lineup.
Yeah, he needs.
Because the kid is not,
but
I ain't never really paid attention to him.
Yeah, like, he showed up. What I'm saying is, if they're growing them, you know, I think Roy grooming them right by giving them coming off the bench. You know what I'm saying? Because we won't be losing that. And when somebody else bring their pick, they start off the court, we'll be gaining instead of losing something. You know what I'm saying? We'll be kind of gaining. So I feel like he's doing right by keeping them on the bench for right now.
Yeah. What's your name?
What happened?
I'm sorry.
Sir. I just my grief counselor just left. I had to go into counseling, you know, trying to work past this. I actually think that we fell victim to who is this? Who are we playing? We're not playing anybody. We just got to show up.
Yeah.
And when you got a reputation that the Tar Heels have, you're going to always get your best. You know, your best punch. They're going to always give you the best punch. I don't care who you're playing against. And so Carolina has, you know, if I have to be critical about anything that the Tar Heels do, which that's hard for me to do, but if I have to be a realist, sometimes we take the first half off.
Yeah.
And we feel like, okay, we'll get you in the second half. I think that they were looking at the next game. They were just like, we're going to just show up. We're going to get this win, and we're going to keep it moving. And by the time, because just like Reg was saying, I looked at it at halftime. I was like, we up by two or something like that. I was like, well, what's going on? It had my attention after that. The first half, I didn't even watch it. And so now I'm sitting like 2 feet away from my TV. Second half, man. And, you know, they got us. It's. I hate to say it's a good thing, but it is. It's a wake up call.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you put this Carolina blue on, you know, you're not invincible. Yeah. So once again, I'd rather go ahead and take it now. I think there's no need for alarm, but I think we just got caught slipping. But we'll go ahead and handle our business. As long as we go ahead and beat Duke this year, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It will happen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it will happen.
Yes, sir. That's what we need. We need that sweep. We need that sweep.
Yeah.
We get a sweep off them guys. Man, do you know how I feel about life again? I feel a whole different way about life again.
Oh, they got glowing when we walk down the street.
Yeah. Huh? We walk down the street and say, dilly, dilly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like what I saw yesterday. I still think the boys, I know they're going to grow. Our big men need to score better down low. I think May started to have his little he looked good in the first of the year. He plays the fighters, but we started to see the May again, you know. And I think somebody else needs to step up in that role. I think Brooks needs to be hitting 10 to 12 points a game. And I think, that power needs to be going in there. And I know it'll take a little time. They'll get better and better. Felton, I think, needs a little more time on the court. I think it was a blessing. I like Woods, Severin Woods, but he needs to be a better scorer. And when he got hurt, I think it was a blessing. They're not saying I don't want the man to get hurt, but, you know,
that's what it sounds like.
Get his time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
are you really a Carolina fan, man?
I'm a Carolina fan. Because I think I'm looking at Severin Woods, and I'm like, you know, he got dribbling skills, but he can't score. But I have to look at Felton, like, hey, he's a scorer. And plus he got the dribbling skills, you know. And I think Roy playing Severin Woods a little more. But, hey, you know, it's going to work out for the best, you know. Both of them will be there next year, so, and what we got coming in next year will be awesome. So, hey, I know we're going in number one next year. Off top. Off top. So, see what happens. All right. What's on your mind about the NBA? Matt, what's on your mind about the NBA?
Well, I think that we about to go ahead and slow roast them them Warriors next tomorrow. We're going to slow roast them.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I know you're nervous.
You just got so long.
I can't even bother from that, man. Ain't nowhere in the world. Man, you already know. We lost to Denver. We lost to Denver last night, man. Was it last night or the night before that?
Yeah, I don't know, but y'all not beating the Cavs without Curry. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that.
Curry back. He came back.
He ain't 100%.
No, he ain't 100% now. He definitely ain't 100%.
I done talked to the Bulls. We can go ahead and put him. We can go ahead and put him in one of them wristwatch and take him right on back out.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Y'all still got to bring your boy back now. Thomas.
Yeah, look,
Isaiah.
He been in that incubator for a long time.
Hey, my favorite player now, man, has become Draymond Green. Kid, I love his attitude, man. That guy there is good. He my type of player. He reminds me of me when I played. But
I think he a new and improved Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, he a new and improved Dennis Rodman. Give him that.
Yes,
give
sir.
Him that, man.
I don't like him, though. You know, hey, I got to get him.
Yeah.
So, you like y'all got kind of hot because, hey, but see. You know, what happened last night, man?
Into my Denver game.
Yeah, they were missing shot after shot. That's unlike them. What happened?
Oh, man, it's just one little night. And then, you know, Denver always got the gym, you know, the atmosphere up there.
The altitude.
Mm-hmm. Attitude, yeah. So it's kind of.
Can't hardly breathe.
Them boys couldn't breathe, man. Running and they got tired. They just couldn't. They forgot what it was at, man. They ain't trained for that. And then plus Steph just coming back. So at the end of the day, man, I wouldn't expect us to lose. But if we were to lose, then I can understand why we lost that game. But
yeah,
we can't win them all. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna take our break sometimes. But We're gonna beat the Cavs tomorrow for Christmas. We're gonna get them that ho-ho-ho. We're gonna beat the Cavs, man. We're gonna get them boy that ho-ho-ho, man.
No problem.
Who your team? The Lakers.
I like the Lakers. I've been a Lakers fan. I'm a retired Bulls fan, so I'll pull for anybody in the Tar Heels. But I always liked the Lakers. I always liked Kobe and the boys and Magic and, you know, stuff like that. So, hey, I got to stick with somebody.
Yeah, going with Lonzo and those guys, man. They look good down
there. Yeah, like, they look good. They get them a veteran. Yeah, they get them a veteran.
I just don't like the ball, man. If I can get over his daddy, man. If I can get over his daddy. Which I really got over his daddy, because daddy really a great entrepreneur, man. Is he taking the time trying to make it? He trying to create a league for high school basketball players, man. And they get like $10,000 a month, something like that. So he really he's really about to change. If he do that, he'll change the whole dynamics of the NBA, the next level. You know what I'm saying? He'll be the prelude to the NBA because, you know what I'm saying, they'll get more exposure from him, you know what I'm saying that he probably get TV contracts and all that. So that'd be a very, very, very small entrepreneurship if he was to pull that off, if it was to make that happen.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do everything they can do to stop that because that's going to stop the pipeline from high school to NCAA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
majority,
you know, a lot of these kids, man, you know, mama about to get evicted and everything, I'm going to go with the sure shot. So why should I go to college and I can't get a dime from anything I do there? So, you know, I'm just going to play that 1 year, in this league, and then where I can get paid and help my mom and then move on. So I think the NCAA going to see that as a big threat. They might pay him just to shut it down.
Yeah.
But I hope he get it started.
But do you really think they're going to the opportunity to get it started, regardless of, you know, because you NCAA, I think, would put a block on that so quick and fast.
But if he get, But if he got the money and the financial backing, I mean, he got the financial backing and the know-hows, and he gets somebody that can get it lifted off the ground, I don't see why. I feel like, hey.
Look, I don't know if y'all listen to the 5150.
Huh?
I don't know if y'all listen to the 5150 show.
Uh-huh.
That's with a guy named Corey Holcomb.
Okay.
Now, the problem is we get the rule book, and then sometimes when it benefits other people, they change the rule book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see what's going to happen when there's a chance for him to do this. Somehow they're going to try to come up with some rule, some new law, some new rule, or something to stop it.
Or either they're going to put some money. They want to in on it. They're going to put some money behind it themselves. So, okay, then we, in order for you to do that, then we're going to give you this amount of money. You can do it under this banner and make it a bigger name, and you get sponsored from here, such and such and such, if you do it to this. I mean, with
true.
They probably, if they don't get in, if they don't get it, if they don't stop it, they're going to be a part of it too.
Right.
So.
Right.
You know, either way, mm-hmm. He ain't gonna be the sole owner of that.
Oh no, nah,
they ain't going for that.
Yeah. But you know, see, how y'all feel about his youngest boy getting pulled out of school, just to play basketball? He's not completing his high school education, and I'm looking at. I looked at a little bit of one series that they had. I'm so happy that he's out of school. He don't miss school and stuff like that. How y'all feel about that?
You go first, man.
Oh, that's fine. I agree. And I take this no look pass.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, I feel like regardless of what. He's young, you know, and he made a horrible mistake. And I think that the media portrays our youth in a different light than they portray, you know, people that don't look and talk like me. And so what happens is when we make a mistake like that, they say, thug, you know, all of these things. But when they make mistakes, it's, and I hate to keep bringing up race, but that plays a big part in it. It's, you know, they're just young kids out having fun. And it's okay.
Yeah.
The whole way they report it, I don't know if y'all remember, like I said, I talked about this before, how they handled the Olympic swimmer that lied and filed a false report, you know, overseas or whatever during the Olympics. The guy 30, he was 30 or 31 years old, and they were all on the news talking about he's just a young kid. You 30 years old, you're not a young kid.
I remember that,
like,
too. Now I know you're talking about,
I feel like it was bad to take him out of school. But you could have taught him, hey, well, we made a mistake, but, you know, we got to handle this. We got to deal with it. I think it was bad to take him out of school, but, you know, at the end of the day, I still think he made a dumb mistake. And that one mistake shouldn't define. Look, if they giving rapists 6 months in jail and not putting
I'm not talking about the oldest boy. I'm talking about the youngest boy. You took the youngest son out of high school.
Okay, I was on.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. With him,
yeah,
I don't think he should have took him out of school.
Yeah, he took him out of high school. He is not doing nothing. He's going.
Well,
he's
probably getting home
too. Playing basketball. I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't know, bro. But what
I hope he is. But.
He got it, huh? End of the part of the law.
Depends on how old he is.
Depends how old he is. He can, you know, if he's 17, I think he can drop out, right? Go get a GED.
Yeah, but I think he should. I think that you're teaching him a bad lesson if you allow him to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, that's just my personal opinion. I think that he'll, you know, that they'll, I hope they'll be all
option.
Right. Yeah.
It's like sink or die with that basketball stuff. But if you don't know, if you can't make it in basketball, then what other skill you got?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so I really don't think that's a wise move, but I guess he's looking at it in a financial stand, from a financial standpoint, that if he don't make it or something, he do get injured, he got enough money to, or his brothers would be to have enough money to take care of him. So either way, man, I feel like he's setting a goal. I feel like he's setting a goal to build a big entrepreneurship, and I feel like that's just part of his plan. Like his sons, all they're going to do is play ball. If you got three sons in the NBA or two sons in the NBA and they big, the big name brand guys, and you got your own shoe company, and you coming up with these leagues and all this other stuff, then, yeah, it's part of a plan. So basketball is going to be like a major part of their life. So even if they have a child that don't have the skills to play basketball, they're going to be well taken care of too, because they'll be somewhere compensated and they'll get a job title doing something, and they get millions and millions of dollars from their family. So I really got it as just a plan. It's just a wise plan. But he's a wise guy. I mean, he's arrogant at the same, which he really got to cause controversy to sell. You know, controversy sells. So the more controversy you get, the more sales you're going to get. So,
I'm kind of thinking, I'm kind of getting a Kardashian vibe from that family, man.
Yeah, the Black Kardashian. Or
yeah,
Mitch,
there you
Mitch
go,
Kardashian.
Right there. That's right.
So, because I just, like, looking at it, I'm just like, you know, you're a kid. You're a 16, 17-year-old kid, and being in high school and pulling your son out of high school to go overseas to play basketball, and he's like, he got no care in the world. I'm like, who does that? But say, I see some positive things he's doing, but I see a whole lot of negative he's doing too. But hey, it ain't us. I guess it ain't us to judge. It's just to look and see what happens. So,
that's right.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's his son, not mine. I know I cracked mine over his head. What I'm just saying. Let's see, it's about time for us to wrap it up, but we're going to talk about, starting this Tuesday, December 26th, Extreme Sports going to daytime, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., you know, Blog Talk Radio, Catching Board, Big T. You're going to see Steve. You're going to see Matt sneaking in and calling in sometimes. Hey, what y'all talking about? And saying, like, well, yeah, we'll start that this week. And do our thing. And hold on. There's two more games tomorrow. Pittsburgh and Houston. And Philly and the Raiders. And the Raiders has... The Raiders surprised me this year. I thought they would be doing a whole lot better than they had. I don't know the chemistry, but he ain't beast mode no more. He's Skibbles now. he's on Skibbles now. He don't eat too many Skibbles. I'm slowing down. So he's not beast mode no more, you know. So, hey. But who y'all think going to be the first one to get fired? That's what I want, the question I got. Coach Monday is next week.
The Redskins coach should get fired.
So you think he's going to get fired? Hey, I am with you 100%. I'm not a Jay Gruden fan. I never been. Hey, I ain't gonna hate on you on this. So hey, but the rumor is that he is going to the Bengals, and They're trying to get the contract worked out now. Breaking news. They're trying to work that out. That he is going to the Bengals to take Marvin Lewis' spot. And, hey, it will be a good situation for him because he got a team in place that he has coached. He loves Andy Dalton. Gennaro Bernard down there from the Tar Heels. The kid Nixon. So, hey, he can change things around down there. So, hey, more power to him. Hey. But there is a rumor that Jason Garrett is on the hot seat also.
I know you're going to say that too, man. I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say that too myself.
It's a rumor. That, yeah, he's on the hot seat. What you think, Steve? You want your man to go or what?
I mean, if he go, he got to go, man. But I really not. I'm a fan of him, you know what I'm saying? I like him. You know what I'm saying? But something got to give, man. Something that we missing. Maybe it is a coaching staff. Maybe it got something to do with the coaching staff. Because the players are not showing up in big games, man. Big games,
yeah.
We always lose.
Yeah. You think, I got a question about that. What is about that defense? Sean Lee is one man. But when Sean Lee have a concussion, because he has it every year, I've never seen a man in this league other than Luke Kuechly that get hit in the head 24/7 and have a concussion more than Sean Lee. But what is it when Sean Lee goes down, y'all cannot win? But when Sean Lee's there, y'all one of the best defenses out there.
I think, man, he should be the MVP, our defensive MVP. He's a ball of fire.
Yeah, he's
coach
on the field.
Yeah, he knows exactly what to do out there. So him and we got our defense isn't bad. It's just, I don't know, man. Like you said, man, he's a key part to that. He's a communicator. He knows how to. Hey, get back this way. Watch the back. You know what I'm saying? He's that guy, man.
Yeah.
I guess, man, without him, we'd be lost out there. So, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm just frustrated with those guys right now. So, everything they do kind of bothers me, man. Offense,
man,
defense, everything kind of stuff.
Did I bring it back up, man? Did I hurt your feelings?
Yeah, man, I was doing pretty good, man. I kind of forgot about that, man.
All right, Matt, your boy Josh McDaniels, is he going to be your offensive coordinator next year?
Slim chance.
Slim chance. You think he'll finally go and take a job?
That's what I was saying. You know, he might go ahead and take something, but it's kind of hard. You know, in the end, everybody want to be a coach, man. And, I mean, he's a big part of why we do what we do. So
yeah.
I think if it's from a money standpoint, I don't think he would be, because I think that New England's gonna pay him. But if it's you know, hey, it's my time,
it's
time,
my time, time,
I think he's gone.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, if he turned into Kyrie Irving, he's gonna go.
Yeah. All right. All right, so. All right, great night. Merry Christmas to y'all too and your family. Merry Christmas to everybody from Extreme Sports. And I thank y'all for joining me for another week. Hey, next week, like I said, starting Tuesday, Extreme Sports go to daytime. And I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, fellas.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy
Merry
New
Christmas,
Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right,
brother.
All right. Next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
Bat
all right,
channel.
All right.
All right. All right. Good night.